Lawmakers who refused anti-harassment training banned from UK Parliament facilities. By Victoria Friedman on July 22, 2021. Two members of the House of Lords in their 80s have been banned from Parliament's bars, restaurants, and the library for refusing to undertake re-education on sexual harassment and bullying. On Tuesday, members of the upper house voted by 315 to 86 to ban hereditary peer Lord Willoughby de Broke, 82, and Lord Combs, 89, formerly the chairman of Dixon's Retail, from the facilities because they had refused the much-criticized valuing everyone training. A House of Lords spokesman told The Times that the very senior public servants would have their access to services of the House restricted to minimize their contact with staff following their refusal to take part in valuing everyone training. While the Lords Conduct Committee had earlier this month said there was no suggestion the men had behaved inappropriately with staff, valuing everyone training was made mandatory for Lords last year, and the committee said that refusal to engage in it was worthy of sanction and isolation from other staff. Lord Willoughby de Broke had described the training as virtue signaling, saying, "However much training I get, I will never value everyone. As an example, I will never be able to value murderous terrorists. However many re-education or self-criticism camps I am required to attend." The Lords Ethics Watchdog investigated some 60 peers and threatened with punishment those who failed to attend the course, which started in April, including 91-year-old Baroness Betty Boothroyd, who missed the session because she was recovering from open-heart surgery. Valuing Everyone is run by Challenge Consultancy, who the House of Commons Speaker revealed was paid £884,354 in taxpayers' money to run training programs across the whole of Parliament. In September, it was reported that 40 Conservatives planned to refuse to undertake the Black Lives Matter-inspired unconscious bias training being offered to MPs in the House of Commons, with one reported to have said that he would really rather gouge my eyes out with a blunt stick than sit through that Marxist, snake oil crap. One Tory MP, Ben Bradley, who broke ranks and publicly rejected the training, calling it indoctrination, telling Breitbart London that after having been forced to do 3 hours of valuing everybody training, which was £750,000 of be nice to your staff and don't sexually harass them, he was confronted with the prospect of unconscious bias training. £7,000 for the planning, they use a nice blue puppet. Like primary school style stuff. Really mad stuff. The Telegraph reported in December that unconscious bias training for civil servants would be scrapped because there was no evidence it improved workplace equality, with one government source speaking to the newspaper saying that in some cases, it led to negative consequences. In the past 5 years, unconscious bias training for nearly 170,000 Whitehall staff had cost the British taxpayer £370,000. Last month, Home Secretary Priti Patel ordered the end of unconscious bias training for immigration officers and UK visas and Immigration and Border Force. Again, Challenge Consultancy had reportedly been paid £32,510 for re-educating the Home Office's immigration enforcers.